Welcome back to the Headlights.com podcast, where we're covering everything primo on the pavement for the pre-holiday season. This week, we're looking at Hudson Valley's hot hatch, a thrilling 2023 Ferrari 296 GTS test drive. It's a new model that's undoubtedly and shamelessly taken up residence in the incredible Supercar Club, and it wears its royalty amazingly well. Actor Conor McGregor once said, "I used to pretend that my Peugeot driving to the gym in the rain in Dublin, Ireland was a Ferrari on the Vegas Strip," and we don't blame him. The 2023 Ferrari 296 GTS is as far away from the budget daily driver of today that populates so many lots. Some would argue that there's just not a practical place in this current world for the 296 GTS, which begins at a base price of $371,139. The car and driver crew test drove this gorgeous and quite monumental model in the New York Hudson Valley and immediately claimed that it would effortlessly stand the test of time. Ferrari out there has a certain visual flow, and diehard car lovers remember their first time seeing one. Doesn't matter if it was scorching pavement or parked, this is one amazing car line that you never forget. Electrification has turned the V6 Ferrari into an incredibly powerful work of art that even a diehard plug-in skeptic would probably do a pretty gnarly double takeover. And not surprisingly, this was the fastest rear-wheel drive car that the experts at Car and Driver had ever put on pavement. These are the world-class experts who told the world just how incredibly awesome models such as the 1977 Trans Am Firebird and old-school Challengers were, and they were pretty excited to fire up the naturally aspirated Ferrari V12. And here the group explains that the engine climbing up to 8,500 RPM required redesigning the whole engine bay. Ferrari claims that the suspension is half as much stiffer than what's found on the F8 Spider, and we've read from many experts in the car field that the mid-engine C8 Corvette evoked quite a sense of calm even at high speeds, and absolutely spellbinding cars such as this are going to do it with every extra sense of pizzazz made possible from the marvels of modern engineering. The preluding GTS in the vehicle's name is an abbreviation of Gran Turismo Spider, and it's a throwback all the way to a much ricketier horse and buggy days. And the publication's resident test drivers even went so far as to claim that you may need to invent new curse words after experiencing this modern marvel on the pavement for yourself. We'd have to agree with another review of this team's that says this hybrid V6 makes novice drivers into heroes' hot shoes, and that Ferrari has figured out the formula to make a hybrid V6 that's faithful to its deep-rooted philosophy. The Motor1.com crew had billed the steering as scalpel precise, and that it does fantastically well with a power allocation that would cause lesser cars to completely lose composure out there on the pavement. They also claim that this car is as purebred Italian as an F-150 driving down Main Street, full of college football stars waving flags, is American, which seems pretty spot on. Do you think that this is just outlandish showboating in a world needing economic models for the masses, or can those buyers eat their cake along with the likes of the Chevy Equinox? Let us know what you think of the Ferrari 296 GTS in the comments below, and we'll see you back here next time at Headlights.com, where we're covering everything primo on the pavement for 2024's holiday season.